Well, this is laughable. The Australian Workers' Union is keen on working less. Yes, the AWU is proposing another public holiday in New South Wales. They want to call it Freedom Day. It'll be to celebrate the end of lockdown. Any excuse for a bludge, I guess? As if we haven't bludged enough, not by choice, since COVID began. They're calling for Monday, the 18th of October, to be declared Freedom Day. Well, they're betting that that's when we hit 70% double vaccination. They're probably wrong about the date, the way the models are going at the moment. It'll more likely be October 11. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in accurate detail. But what a bunch of bludgers. I mean, how tone deaf can they be? Hundreds of thousands of Sydneysiders have lost their jobs in this lockdown. They would love to work on October 18, but don't have that choice. And here comes the AWU saying, hey, let's all lay in a hammock with a cocktail and celebrate freedom. 210,000 people have lost their jobs just in New South Wales since the lockdown began in June 26. 210,000. 13% of everyone in New South Wales have had their hours reduced. Some of us have had a pay haircut or two. People want to get back to work. The country needs them back to work. They're desperate to get back to normal, and the Australian Workers' Union wants a holiday. In their official statement, the AWU says, after months of brutal lockdown, we need a day where we can down tools, if you've got tools, get some sunshine, and celebrate getting the upper hand on COVID-19. Now you tell me, who's the champion of the worker here? It's not the AWU. If you want to celebrate partial freedom, we can do that easily without taking a day off work. You can do it after work. You can have a big dinner, probably with vaccinated friends by then. We have more public holidays in this country than just about every other Western nation. We don't need more, and we don't need one to cheer on partial freedom.